Sitting meditation. Becoming aware of the body in sitting. The contact between your buttocks and the chair or cushion. And pay attention of the quality of this contact and what you notice. Sensing the feet or legs and contact with the floor or the chair. Moving to the upper body and becoming aware about the sitting upright. Noticing what you notice. Might be your head sitting on your shoulders. Your spine. Taking a moment to see if you are sitting upright and straight. Relax your face. Your eyes, an area around your eyes. Relax the back of your neck. Soften your shoulders. Open your abdomen. See that you don't keep any tension or constrictions in your body. Move your awareness from your body in sitting to the breathing. And to that part of the body where you sense breathing physically most clearly. Staying with the in-breath and the out-breath. Just being with the sensations of breathing. And because it's quite normal that the mind wanders away from the breath, you might notice that you are not with the breath at some points. You might be aware of sounds or emotions or thoughts. And when you notice, Gently acknowledge that the mind is drifting away, and then softly and clearly, without pushing or forcing, escort your attention back to the physical sensations of breathing. Being aware as you breathe in that you are breathing in. And as you breathe out, sensing the sensations of breathing out. And again, you may observe that the mind is drifted off. And that's okay. It's a moment of mindful practice. Simply acknowledge that, and then again, gently and softly, bring the attention back to the awareness of breathing. You may notice that your breath is long or short, deep or shallow. And without judging that one is better than the other, just becoming aware of different qualities of the breath. Almost as a scientist studying and observing. Move your awareness from the breathing to the whole body. Your body as a whole, from the top of the head to the toes. From shoulder to shoulder. And from hip to hip. The whole length and depth. Your whole body sitting here at this time. And awareness of the space around the body, if possible. Expand now your awareness from the body as a whole to the hearing, to the auditory field, to the capacity to hear sounds. They might be outside the room or inside, or even inside your own body. And here we practice allowing the sounds to come to us. We don't seek them, we simply receive them. Like you would be a microphone in the middle of the room, simply hearing the sounds. Microphones don't make judgments, they don't choose. They simply receive whatever sound waves come in their direction. That allows you to open to what is here and now about the sounds. See if you can be aware even of the silence, the space between the sounds. And you may notice that you drifted away from hearing, and when you notice, gently but firmly return your awareness to the domain of the sounds. Aware of the volume, the pitch, the length. Any characteristics of the sounds. Not knowing when the new sound will arise, how short or long it will be. Just listening. And coming back to the sounds. Open again to receiving sounds. Direct now the awareness to the process of thinking, to noticing your thoughts. You may imagine that you are in front of a white big screen. And you start noticing the thoughts. Or imagining the blue sky and thoughts being clouds passing by. You might be aware when a thought arises. That can be a moment of recognition, then that's a thought. Thoughts may come one after another. Might be space in between. And you might become aware of other phenomena, sounds, sensations. Allow them to be in the background. And here we practice noticing only the thoughts. We don't go into the content of the thoughts, but observing the thoughts that are occurring, gently holding a bit of distance. Without forcing ourselves, as best as we can. Observing the arising, the presence, and the dissolving of the thought. Noticing that a thought is a simply mental event. And when you don't enter into the story of the thought, into the content of the thought, it loses its power and tends to disappear. Thoughts are simply mental events. They come and go. Some thoughts might be pleasant or unpleasant. Simply treat them in the same way. Noticing as they are passing by and choosing to let go of the story around these thoughts. And let go now of the thinking, becoming aware of any emotions, perhaps even soft moods. Aware of any feelings that are present in this moment. Again, we don't go to search for them or to produce any. But having a gentle curiosity to notice any feelings or emotions that are present right now. You may notice that you might want to give a name or to label a feeling or to go deeply into an emotion. And that's a moment when you can take a backward step and simply observe. Simply notice. Taking the time to become aware of any emotions that are present in this moment. being present with the domain of feelings. Without judging them in any way. Without having any preference. And now expand your awareness to the whole field of the present moment. From moment to moment. Now we don't focus on any particular object of awareness like we did before. We simply open to the present moment, and noticing when we become aware of something present, whatever it might be. We are not looking for anything to happen. Just notice when we become aware of a sound. Or a pressure on a chair or any body sensations. Maybe a thought, an image, or an emotion. Just being with your rising and receding of phenomena from moment to moment. Letting everything pass by your awareness. Without you having any preference for any of these phenomena. In open awareness, we practice allowing ourselves to simply be. And noticing when things arise. And noticing how they come and go. Staying in open awareness. Observing this quality of impermanence, different intensity, different lengths of time, different type of mental events, and yet all things come and go. And notice also how you respond to any of the sensations or maybe thoughts or emotions. Maybe you want to get rid of something. Maybe you get caught in a story of the thought or in a grip of an emotion. And see if you can remember to take a backward step. And simply observe. And now bringing the awareness back on the breath. Beginning again to notice your breath. Aware of the whole cycle of breathing. Aware perhaps of the movement of the body as the breath flows in and flows out. And just resting your awareness on the breathing. Aware of the breathing in and breathing out. And let's bring this practice to an end.